I thought Benki was boring, and then all of a sudden I find myself in saying that in that place they were talking about everything that was going on in the world, and everything that was going on in the world was reflecting in stocks or currencies, movings, and so I said, oh, this is pretty fun, right? This is really interesting. You are at the center of everything that goes on. And I think in banking today is still the case.
Welcome to Leaders Unplugged. Leaders Unplugged is real talk with the impactful, candid, honest, actionable, and always fresh from behind the scenes, presented by IMD and hosted by IMD's president, David Beck. I'm Felix Zeltner, journalist and founder of Remote Daily, and I have the huge honor to co-host this brand new format together with David. And today, for our second episode, we welcome our first guest. David sat down with no other than Sergio Ermotti, the CEO of UBS and one of the most influential leaders in global finance. In front of a live audience at IMD's home in Lausanne, Switzerland, they talk about everything from the recent takeover of Credit Suisse by UBS, cryptocurrencies, to how Sergio went from being an aspiring soccer player to banker. And right in the beginning, David brought up the question whether UBS is too big for Switzerland and whether Sergio understands, even though he disagrees, why in the public conversation this question just hasn't gone away.
I fully understand. You know, as I mentioned before, it's traumatic and tragic what happened. So people are asking themselves, wait a second, we have been told a few years ago that the new regime and the new regulation would avoid something like that happening, and now here we are again. Well, of course, all of a sudden we have to go through an emergency law over a weekend to rescue a bank. Of course, I understand why people are asking the question. But yeah, that's the reason we have to be serious about how we answer the question and not allow a culture of fear to dominate this debate. Now, if I go down to the classical example, we are too big for the country because the size of our balance sheet is twice the size of the economy. Then I have to say, okay, let's go through the numbers. I fully understand we are, but Switzerland is a country that punches about well above its weight in terms of many dimensions. If I look at the size of the Swiss National Bank balance sheet compared to the GDP, if I look at the debt per capita in Switzerland, you know, many of you I'm sure know, is one of the highest in the world. The debt per capita in Switzerland, okay?
Lots of mortgage owners in the room.
Exactly.
Here. Yes.
So when you look at the size of our balance sheet, you have to say, okay, let's put all these data points, you know, the fact that we per capita have twice as much wealth as any countries around us, or the size of the market cap of the stock exchange in Switzerland is the sum of, I would say Italy, Germany, Spain, and Austria together.
Right. It's more than Germany, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm always trying to say is, okay, by the way, Switzerland is the 20th largest economy in the world, and we are number 19 as a bank in terms of size in the world. So I'm saying, okay, this is what Switzerland is all about. Now, let's talk about the risk. We have 1.5 trillion of balance sheet. So if you look at the difference between our current balance sheet and what, you know, for example, the financial crisis. Back then, UBS and Credit Suisse combined at 3.7 trillion of balance sheet versus 1.5 today, 2007. Back then, 75% of the balance